Everybody ready to go, I guess?
Yes.
We're not supposed to start that way.
Well,
I don't even I don't remember what we're talking about.
This is
me
the
either. Thank God you said it first. I know it was a year-end recap. But I mean, if we don't send out like little text reminders, I will never remember.
Okay. Because
I feel like I'm in such performance mode whenever we're doing the podcast.
Uh huh.
That I don't retain anything.
Oh, that's great. Great to know that no one retains anything. All right, so welcome everyone to Funsphere Game Club. I'm Josh.
I'm Mike.
I'm Josh.
You know, for once, you guys could have actually just done it a normal introduction. It'd have been okay. Because today is a very special day. We're just having our...
It's a really special day because we get to introduce our new cast member.
I'm Ryan.
Ryan from my new podcast, the Pod Annie?
Oh, is that where I got that name?
I'm Brian.
Oh, never mind.
Well, as...
And I'm Steve. What's that? Two cast members.
And they're both men.
Can we get on with it, please?
And I'm Leslie.
As I was about to try to say, welcome to our year-end roundup. We're not going to be talking about a video game today. We're going to be talking about lots of video games and things that happened in video games this year. Things that happened to us in our first year / season one of our podcast. And like I said at the top, hi, I'm Josh. How about you knuckleheads actually introduce yourselves?
We already did.
No, you didn't. That was Samantha and Mr. Clown Shoes.
No, that was Leslie.
No.
She just had a frog in her throat.
We don't have any Leslies. We don't have any Ryans. We don't have any Bryans, and we don't have any Steves, but we do have Mr. Mike. Hi, Mike. How you doing, buddy? Doing good?
It's weird you're talking to your microphone.
Now that is a fun sphere first.
Why? Personifying.
I'm just looking at the sound wave on my recording and you can hear me banging my fist against the desk. It's great. So, guys,
you know,
2020, what a hell of a year
of live television. And let me tell you, the amount of times that Mike gets brought up in conversation, like over headset, is insane. So it's like constantly, huh? Did you say my name? Somebody asked for me?
That would drive me crazy.
Speaking of driving me crazy. All right. What do you guys, 2020, hell of a year, huh? So what did you think about this year as far as our podcasts and video games and life in general? What did you think of this year?
I think we did well podcast-wise.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
I think so.
I feel like we did a good job.
I've enjoyed doing it, and, you know, it's nice to see the culmination of a almost three-year project finally get out into the wild and into the ears of listeners. It's been quite the ordeal.
Did you guys hear my work email?
Tell the people that.
No.
Okay.
They'll expect more of us. We spent that long preparing, and this is what we have to show for it?
That's very true. Oh, Mike and I can tell you some stories. You know what? I think I will. I'll tell you the story of how we very, very first started this. So I remember email or texting Mike and be like, dude, we should do a podcast. And he's like, yeah, we should. So I
was super drunk, so I agreed.
Yes, he did. And that's that's our humble origins. And I remember the day we went over to do our first test recording. My ancient laptop died right then and there. That should have been the sign from the universe that we were doing something that should not be done. And then we went to Best Buy, and then I bought a very expensive computer. And then we spent the next year and a half doing apps.
But we also got Little Caesars.
We did get Little Caesars.
So it wasn't a total loss.
Oh,
that's true.
Little Caesars, the favorite pizza of GameStop.
Well, just... anyone that can't afford real pizza, period.
Hey, hey, hey.
Pizza, period, not be as... pizza, period, pizza, period, pizza, period.
You guys stop disparaging them. They might be a sponsor in the future.
That's the new slogan. It's instead of pizza, pizza, it's pizza, period. Pizza, period.
It's a pizza, period.
But I...
You'll have a pizza, period. When
I was going to say...
All right, all right. Shut up, Leslie.
Stop talking about your chunky...
Can we focus for once?
No!
I was just going to say, I'm very proud of the work that we've put out together as a team this year. It means a lot to me that we actually got this thing done and got it out there.
Yeah, I'm glad we made it a full year. I'm sad we were ousted as scammers, though.
Well.
We had our whole life ahead of us.
So, just in general, 2020 in video games, did you think it was a good year, bad year? Did you have any favorite games this year that we didn't, not necessarily that we talked about on the podcast, but that you just enjoyed playing?
I played a lot of Animal Crossing and Stardew and
same.
Overwatch and Final Fantasy 14.
Except for all of those other ones.
I was going to say it's kind of been a down year for me, too, on picking up new games. It's the weird year in between the start of a new video game system generation and the end of the old one. Like, sometimes there's some really good games put out, and then other times there are not so great games put out. The only game of, like, significant note that I played this year was Ghost of Tsushima. It was probably the best Assassin's Creed game I've ever played. It was super hype.
I can't believe I was the one that introduced you to that game.
Yeah.
I know nothing about any of this. Well, if it weren't for work, I never would have known about it either.
Yeah, and I was late to the game on it, and I was going to say the only one other game I can think of that I played specifically from this year. I did do Animal Crossing, but that was for this, and we'll do that one eventually. And the new Doom, and I think that may have actually came out last year. I did not care for that game. So did you guys have any games that you didn't like this year that you played?
Wait, what game did you say?
The Doom Eternal. I did not think it was as good as the original Doom from 2016. That game was good.
I didn't like a lot of the games I had to play for this.
That's not a surprise.
No, it's not. And I think that comes across in several episodes.
I think any fan of the show would know that.
It wasn't a surprise. No. It's just I didn't play a lot of games otherwise. I only started playing Paradise Killer because I heard about it on one of our rival podcasts.
Please, like, anyone would consider us a rival.
Sure. The boys of the besties. They're gunning for us.
Oh, are they? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that imply that we're ahead of them?
We're the bestiest, so...
Oh.
And we're not just limited to boys, so...
That's true.
We win!
So...
Yeah, guys, we win! Yeah, guys, we win.
They just have Polygon on their side.
Oh, damn.
And the McElroys. But we can take them.
I like that self-confidence. I do like that. I was going to say, well, do we have anything we're looking forward to next year?
The vaccine.
The vaccine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about what we were looking forward to this year?
Actually, that's...
I'm so glad that I held off. We were all talking... I was the one who was saying, like, we all have to get Cyberpunk.
Oh, God, yeah.
And for whatever reason, I was like, I don't have time to download it today, so I'll just wait. And within that time frame, it went from, everybody loves it, to... Oh my god, the game's unplayable on everything other than PC.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I just didn't want to spend $60, and then I decided to get Paradise Killer instead, because it's like a similar aesthetic. Neon. So. Mm-hmm. And it was only $20.
As long as the color scheme's in place, that's really the itch that needs to be scratched.
Wow. I was going to say, I'm looking forward to eventually being able to go into a store and pick up a next generation console. I figured in about 3 or 4 months that should be possible. I am looking forward to the next generation of games. And
I'm not.
You're not? Are you just getting old and jaded, or just in general?
I want bug snacks.
You could already be enjoying bug snacks. Isn't it also on the PS4?
I don't know. I don't keep up with that game since it looks horrifying to me.
I thought it was a PS4 and PS5.
I don't think it's out yet.
Isn't it? I thought it came out like a month ago.
I think it's only on PS5, if I'm not mistaken.
I want the shiniest version of it anyway. Bug snacks.
I am looking forward to eventually getting a next-gen console, and I think I'm going to enjoy the PlayStation when I can get it. Remember, kids, don't buy from scalpers. Don't reward that type of behavior.
Have you guys heard about all the news stories that are coming out about people scamming the scalpers?
Yeah, I have.
Like doing fake meetups and all that?
And having like...
That's kind of fun.
And shooting them?
What?
And shooting them?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't think anyone is wishing violence upon them, Samantha, but maybe.
Well, it's getting close to that point.
You got to do something to curtail that bloodlust you have, young lady. It's getting out of control.
Skid got a PS4 because, or PS5 because his neighbor / fellow podcast man accidentally bought two.
Oh.
Accidentally
purchased two, and now he sold one to Skid, so.
Do you mean his bot? Bot two?
He may have one. I don't know. He's a tech man.
I mean, that seems to be the case. That was what happened with the Switches. That plagued Ticketmaster for over a decade.
What do you mean?
Bots buying tickets.
What do you mean plagued in past tense?
Big concerts.
Well, there's no concerts right now.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I was going to say, that's the only reason to use the word plagued in the past tense on that.
Concerts are dead.
So, pretty much. So, what do we have to look forward to next year on Funsphere, guys? Any particular episodes that you guys are hyped? I know that we've got several episodes lined up with special guests, so you can expect more special guests in the coming year from us.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
You heard it here first. It's going to be the darkest year yet.
I'm excited to finally talk about Final Fantasy XII, but I just want to say, if you say anything about it being similar to Star Wars, it's the least original thing you could possibly say.
You already told me that it was going to be like Star
Wars. That was your selling point to us.
I know, but I mean, if that was going to be... Because I could, like... I was just really easily able to picture Josh using that as some kind of burn. And it's just like, it's been said, so get over it.
Why do you guys immediately assume that I'm just going to burn and go after a game? It's like...
Well, let me rewind our discography.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's 100% me. So, Samantha, you kind of teased it earlier. You also mentioned that you have another project that you're excited about, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really like cartoons. So I decided to do a podcast where I watch them and then talk about episodes of different series. So my friend Ryan joined me, and we started with the Tangled series. And we just finished season one of that, and we'll be putting out those episodes pretty early in 2021. You can look forward to that.
Awesome.
I think we'll post opposite Funsphere. So the Tuesdays without Funsphere, you'll get Pod Annie.
And then,
that's good, because we don't want to confuse our listeners about the Ryan we just added to Funsphere.
Right, so that was, now there are two Ryans in the Funsphere extended universe.
What's Ryan's last name? The other Ryan?
The one in Marinus.
Okay. Well, this is Ryan B.
Barinus.
There is no Ryan being added to Funsphere Game Club.
Just the extended universe.
Just the extended universe. Okay, sure.
Like Evil Gary.
I don't know who that is. Well, I think for a real nice year end cap, just get one last thing. What was your guys' favorite episode of the year? How about we start with Samantha? What was your favorite episode that we put out?
I think Deadly Premonition.
Okay.
Just because that game was so weird and we were just like, didn't even know what to do, what to talk about. We didn't even talk about the music like we said we would.
Yeah. There was so much we didn't get to just because that game is an enigma.
Yeah. Just got so much going on.
It's the most frustrating.
It's certainly, that game will certainly.
It's the worst game you'll ever play through to completion.
That's true. Yeah. It's true. It certainly derails you. All right, Mike, what about yours? What was your favorite episode this year?
I think Little Nemo. Because that was the episode that I got engaged to my wife.
You sure did. That was a.
You were engaged before that.
The day before.
But it was where you announced it to me.
That's
where
you made Josh cry.
Yeah, almost.
To the world.
Yeah. That was a special good one. Yeah, I liked that one. I liked them all. I'm going to be honest.
What a sad.
Shut up. Move. I was being honest that they've all meant a lot to me, but I was going to say of the year.
Josh's favorite is Gone Home.
No, it is not Gone Home. They've not heard that one.
Josh's favorite is.
I know. That's why I said it.
It's Edith Finch.
It's that is also not my favorite episode. I was going to say my favorite.
You heard it here first. Our 1 year anniversary episode is going to be Edith Finch.
Episode zero.
It is not going to be episode zero. But what I was going to say is out of all the ones this year where we've had the most interesting discussions, I think the one that was the most fun was Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, that was my second pick.
That's because, yeah, I thought that was a good one. We got some good conversation out of that one, and so that's just a killer game. So, and it was attributed to a very good episode, I think.
I should say my main big favorites are the ones that we had Skid on for.
Yeah, those were also very, very good episodes, and I think our guests next year will help us have even more amazing episodes. And I think with the ones that we've got lined up to do, year 2/season 2 of Funsphere Game Club is going to be even better. And
they're not seasons. It's an open-ended show, Josh.
Well, I was going to say, but first and foremost, we thank all of you who have listened to this show. And, you know, if you've been kind enough to share it with your friends or family or whatnot, the fact that we've had anyone more than the three of us listen to this show, I always will consider amazing. And we look forward to putting out more quality content for you guys next year and maybe interacting a little bit with you more in the coming year.
Yeah, and thank you to my friends for being the most loyal and listening to every episode.
Yeah, well, thank you to my friends who at least subscribed and never listened to an episode.
Well, I think with all that said, we're going to wrap up the end of year episode, and we'll see you guys all on the next episode. Bye.
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 Josh, today we played this game, and then, you know, I think Samantha had some really good points on it, and Mike was really neutral, and just to listen to yourself, for yourself, I mean. Anyway, here we go. Here's the episode but three of this game.
I'm using that, by the way.
Go ahead.
Hey, you did a really good job. You did it by yourself, and you really put something out there that most people, not me, but most people do enjoy. So
Josh isn't bullying anyone.
Him. Just tell him that. Hey, man, you did a good job. I hate it, but, you know, other people like it.
Hey, we've all got our own opinions.
It's true. It's just funny. And the final boss looks like April O'Neil.
A big, burly man, April O'Neil.
Or a man cosplaying her.
With a machine gun.
Yeah.
That's... Until you pointed that out, I was like, no, it's Machine Gun Willie. What are you talking about? Oh my god, he is wearing April O'Neil's jumpsuit. So,
you mean Journey 2?
Yeah.
Journey to the Sea?
Oh, Mike, you know we have a rule. Anything that's 2 is immediately...
Electric Boogaloo.
Thank you, Mike. It's implied he knows that Dormin can resurrect.
Yeah. So
that's why he seeks him
out. Which makes sense. I mean... I don't know that, because we don't know what he was before. All we know is that Mono was sacrificed, and he doesn't like that. You don't even know explicitly or implicitly that that's his girlfriend or lover at all.
Nope, you don't. And also, you don't know if maybe her sacrifice was willing or was super important.
Yeah.
But again, to the villain, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what he's unleashing, and it doesn't matter what it takes to get her back. It's going
to
be.
So then, any story where a guy wants to save someone and will do anything about it, then he's the villain. Actually, any story with a hero, if you look at it from the villain's from the other side's perspective, the hero's the villain. So he's a villain too.
Breach it.
That priest that comes, because the priest knows what he's doing, and that's why he's like, "You fool! Don't you even know what you've done?" And Wanda's just like, "Blah."
So, what do you guys think of Super Mario Brothers?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oi!
It's fun. Like, what do you want me to say? It's God. It's God incarnate. This game came down from heaven, was crafted with divine intervention to change the course of every child's life from here to eternity.
That sounds about right.
Actually, that reminds me of one of my gripes, is the forced camera perspective in some scenes. Like, I get
that... In one scene.
Yes, it's one scene.
It happened more than once. The biggest one I know you guys remember was
the cinematic shot.
Well, I'm not a dumbass. I can see that there's a scene there, and I would like the option of being able to look at it and then not.
Whatever, Mike. I liked it. Dumb.
You're dumb. It was cheesy.
I like that he talked to me. It was nice.
Cheesy.
You're cheesy.
I guess we'll leave it here as a podcast divided upon the relationship with the sword boyfriend that you two have. And Samantha, why don't you give us your opinion?
Okay. I don't have much of one. Original Donkey Kong is hard and ugly. Like,
no.
That's about it. You think it's not ugly?
It's not ugly.
Have you looked at it?
Yes!
It's ugly. Anyway.
It is so crisp and clean and timeless. Like, yeah, it's not 3D with super awesome graphics, but it's still like...
It doesn't
have
to be 3D, but like, I find it
ugly.
You want to
talk about ugly, look at Atari games.
I mean, yeah, those are also ugly, but, you know...
But this is like as clean
as it
needs to be.
Beauty's in the eye of the
beholder,
so...
Original PlayStation and Nintendo 64 stuff, that's ugly.
Ooh, isn't it, though?
But I think that, like, 8-bit, it was at the smallest amount that was still... It could perfectly portray... It was beautifully simple.
All right, so Mike doesn't think it's ugly. I do think it's ugly. And that... It's not really up to debate.
Yes, it is.
Real quick through the plot. Yeah, sure. We'll just go with that. That sounds good. Sounds plausible.
Okay. Do your research, I guess, before you jump into that one.
As as someone that's listened to all our episodes, you know that I do barely any research at all.
But you do more than the other two people.
Samantha and I just show up. Time to record. All right. Didn't all even relative. Play this game, but all free ball.
I know.
Now there are several episodes where several of us just didn't bother to play the game we're talking about.
Don't tell people.
That's your brand. That's your brand, though. That's a valuable aspect of your brand. You don't want to.
We give our opinions on things that we don't know about.